Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hello to all you saints out there and any seekers that might be listening in. Coming to you today with more truth from the scriptures, the holy scriptures of God. Today we have to expose and unravel a twisted verse that people often quote in terrible eisegesis fashion. I'm going to make it say what I want it to say. Versus exegesis, exiting the truth. Philippians 1:18 explained. Let me read it to you. Philippians 1:18. What then, notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. So I have heard so many false teachers and so many people that just claim faith in Christ. And it happened again today, proclaim that Paul is saying that men are teaching false ways, but he still rejoices that Christ is being preached anyway. They use this twisted mindset, most often I have found in the men I've met in the streets, they use this mindset to allow them to keep listening to the false teachers that they love and adore, who they know teach some false ways. But they're still preaching Christ, so, you know, it's okay even if they teach some false ways. Well, I'm here to tell you, in love, that is not what this verse says at all. Paul is not a liar. Paul is not. Brother Paul is not rejoicing that false doctrine is going out. Let me explain it to you. Let's get at it right here. So, as always, I always teach people, make sure you understand the context of what's going on. The verses right before this verse really tell us the story. Philippians 1:14 through 17. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What Paul is saying here is that, it's so clear, he is saying that some of them are preaching in envy, strife, contention, and others out of goodwill. These men have wrong hearts, some of them, wrong motives, but they don't have wrong doctrine. There's no evidence that they're preaching wrong doctrine. This has nothing to do with false doctrine being preached and Brother Paul saying, I rejoice that they're preaching false doctrine, but they're still preaching Christ. No, it doesn't say that at all. This has to do with the manner, the motive, the way of their heart of those that are preaching Christ. Verse 18, I'll read it again. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Whether in pretense, let's look at that word. In Greek, the word is prophasis. It means an outward showing, that is pretext, a cloak, a color, a show, an alleged reason, a pretended cause. So think about that. These men are preaching out of wrong motives and wrong hearts. No evidence that they're preaching false doctrine. This is a matter of the heart. What the Bible teaches us all over, that the faith of Christ and following Christ and serving God is a heart issue first and foremost. Clean the inside of the cup, then the outside, right? These men obviously had some issues, but doctrine is not a problem here. No evidence of it whatsoever. Paul says whether they preach in a false mindset or in truth, pretense or in truth, what he means is the truth of their intentions, not the truth of doctrine. Example. Let me give you an example. I'm a street preacher. Let's say a street preacher goes out and he's preaching the biblical gospel. He's sound in doctrine, but he's got pride and he loves to have his face in the camera all the time and he loves to get lots of views on the internet. Apostle Paul, if he knew this, would say this man has a pride issue. He's got a heart issue. but he may still rejoice that Christ is being preached, not false doctrine going out. Just ponder that. Paul approving a false doctrine? I don't think so. We have a lot more evidence that this is not about false doctrine. Again, Brother Paul, Holy Spirit inspired by the Spirit of God, would never rejoice about false doctrine ever being preached. If you believe that, this totally lies about Apostle Paul and what he gave his very life for. This man was killed for his faith and the truth. History says he was beheaded in Rome, I believe, for the truth. So I have to defend my brother Paul in this matter. He's not approving a false doctrine going out. Keep in mind, Paul is the Holy Spirit-inspired man of God who said these things. Romans 16, 17, and 18. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Paul's calling out false teachers right there, not approving, not rejoicing in them. How about Titus 3, 10 and 11? And a man that is a heretic, that would be someone that teaches false ways, after the first and second admonition, reject him, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Strong words about false teachers, not approving, not rejoicing in them. How about Galatians 1, 8 through 9? But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. He says accursed twice for teaching a false gospel, false doctrine. He's not rejoicing, hey, they're preaching Christ anyway, just a false gospel. No, that was not Apostle Paul's way. That's not the way of the Holy Spirit. That's not the way of the Father. The Old Testament also echoes all over it about how much God disdains false teaching. Deuteronomy 18, 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. That's how serious God took truth. You preach something wrong, you preach something that didn't come to pass, you teach a false way, it costs you your life in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Paul says, mark them, avoid them, stay away from them. So anyone who believes a brother Apostle Paul, a man inspired by God's Holy Spirit, would rejoice in any false teaching going out, they're very deceived and they're lacking truth. We know that from God's word. And how did I get to this truth? Well, how do we get through these deceptions and the lies and the misunderstanding of people who speak when they should not speak about such things? They twist the word of God, whether on purpose or in ignorance. Well, we get to the truth by rightly dividing the word of God. I'm working on a teaching on that. We dissect it. I like that word. We dissect it. More to come on that concept. Rightly dividing the word of God, dissecting it. And then we let the rest of God's word answer it for us. God is not the author of confusion. It tells us that in 1 Corinthians. And his word backs up his word. So we use God's word to help us interpret God's word. We don't take one scripture verse and try to figure out its meaning all by itself on our own. That's not how we get to the truth. He gave us the word of God so we can rightly use the word of God to understand the concepts and the doctrines of God. So getting the idea that Paul is rejoicing about false doctrines that are going out as they're preaching Christ. How do people get to this? Well, the only way to get there is to use what's called cherry picking, proof texting. Take one verse, make it say what you want it to say, and then just go with it. But this is twisting the word of God way out of the meaning that Apostle Paul and the Holy Spirit ever intended it to mean. I gave you proof and evidence. Paul and the Holy Spirit does not condone, back up any false teaching. The book of Revelation, chapter 22, says a lie keeps you out of the kingdom of God. False teaching is a lie, right? We would never rejoice in lies and false teaching. And why do I stand against this wicked way of this twisting, this cherry picking, this proof texting? Well, it's the root of most all false doctrines, really. They take God's word, they twist it out of context, and they build theology around it and spread it to their demise and those that would swallow what they are teaching them as a false teacher. So I hope that helps you see Philippians 1:18. And if you're ever guilty of this false way, you need to repent to be a scripture twister, proof texter, an eisegesis expert. You better repent of that. You'll be found in very bad company. Satan, the enemy, the roaring lion, or the lion looking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8, you'll be in good company with him. He was a master at doing it. He even tried to do it with Christ, our Savior. But if you're born of God, here's the good news. With his Spirit inside you, Jesus promised us that we would know all truth. Go read John 16:13. The Spirit comes to teach us all truth. We don't have to walk around in these confusions, these lies, these false doctrines. We rely on the Spirit and the Word, and he will teach us truth. Let me leave you with this verse. 1 John 2:21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. I like that. Paul would never approve of lies and false doctrine. It's not of the truth. Paul was talking about the wrong intentions, wrong hearts, wrong motives of those men preaching Christ. I see it when I go out in the streets. I don't see hardly any biblical street preachers, but every once in a while we run into some people that are very close biblically. A lot of times they got some wrong mindsets, their allegiances to some wrong groups, and we would never ever condone the false doctrine that they would be preaching. We call it out in love, call them to repentance. That's what Paul did. Philippians 1:18 is not about rejoicing in false doctrine. It's rejoicing that Christ is being preached, even though men, yep, fleshly human men, have issues in their hearts, in their minds, in their lives, while they might even be preaching the truth of God. So I hope that helps you. I want to encourage you to hold fast to the truth, dear saints. Do not let it go. And how do you get it? You get there by testing all things, including everything I teach you. So thanks for listening. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. All kinds of articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs to help you in the faith, to help you out of the ditch of all of these twisted scripture twisters and get you on that straight, narrow road, the straight way that leads to eternal life. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Have a glorious day, and may God be praised.